Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is Inger Purifoy, your host of Save Me, Sage Me. Tonight, we will be discussing vibrational medicine. What is vibrational medicine? How does that work? Well, I've decided for our first sage guest for this evening, it will be Shira Hunt. Shira Hunt is from Lacasse, Tennessee. She is a therapist who's been also with experiences as a licensed practitioner nurse. She's also a singer and songwriter. She's combined all of these gifts into her vibrational therapy work, which is wonderful. So everybody, welcome Shira to my first show. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you joining us.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm glad to be here. I'm just excited. Spend some time with you this evening talking about the work that I do and bringing vibrational medicine into all of your listeners. So I'm grateful and honored to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Great. So with all the experiences that you've had and how this all works, not many people out there know what vibrational medicine is. So please explain, how does it work and how does this help people?
Okay. Vibrational medicine is actually a concept that revolves around everything on our planet being energy. Energy has a frequency which causes a vibration. Vibrations create sounds. Sometimes we can hear those sounds and sometimes we don't, but those sounds are literally the building blocks of creation. And so what happens with vibrational medicine is we take a frequency that the body needs or is excessive in, and we work with the frequency to balance the body. Since everything energy, the body is made up of energy, and that energy creates the electromagnetic fields that literally manifest everything that we see, feel, and hear in our physical body. Mm-hmm. So the actual art of using vibrational medicine is done through frequency therapy, and I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit more about that so we can explain what frequency therapy really is. Mm-hmm. But it affects everything. So the body is capable of healing anything that can go wrong in it. So the vibrational medicine and frequency therapy can be used to address anything that goes wrong in the body.
Great. So I know I have tried this with you, and I was in complete awe how it felt, especially when you did the crystal bowls with the frequency. But explain to me, before the person gets on the table, you do something else before you do the therapy work. It's voice printing. How does that, for those that don't know what voice printing is, how does that work, and how can you tell and assess what's going on in someone's body through their voice print?
Right. Okay, so the voice printing is actually the tool that I use so that I can get to see their frequency patterns. And that's how we discern what is actually going wrong in the body. Sometimes we can see a pattern in the body through the voice frequencies mm-hmm. that we don't even have an outpicturing yet in the physical body. Like, we don't even have a symptom yet, but it's already manifesting in the body, so we can sometimes catch things ahead of time. But the way that that works is, I'll have you speak into a microphone. Mm-hmm. It's only takes a couple of minutes, and when you speak into that microphone, you'll be running into a microphone that goes into a program that's picking up all the frequencies of your voice. And ultimately, if you're in good harmonic resonance, if your body's really healthy, emotionally, mentally, physically, you're going to have a good, solid, even pattern of frequency hits across an entire octave, a whole octave of tones. Mm-hmm. And so we get to look at your frequencies on the print, and then we use that to determine what is out of balance. If you have too much frequency in one area, I would teach you releasing techniques. And if you have not enough, then we would bring in the frequency therapy to begin the entrainment process to entrain the body with the frequency that it requires to get back into balance or harmonic resonance.
So how many years have you been doing this? And can you tell us stories on your experiences from different people that have done this voice printing?
Sure. I've been doing the actual voice printing process for about 12 years. In 2000, I had a bad car accident that busted up my right side pretty bad, and I was a nurse at the time, mm-hmm. and they wanted to amputate my right lower leg. And I refused. All of a sudden, it was my body, and I was scared, and I understood what they were saying, that the bones were shattered. They came out the front of my legs. It was really traumatic, and then they didn't think it would heal. So that's actually the process that got me into frequency work, because I was in what they call non-union, a medical term used to say that your body is not producing any bone and you are not healing. We put all the pieces back together, pinned them to a titanium plate, and then waited for the body to start healing. And after 6 months of no healing, you know, then we were up against it again, that we're going to stop the antibiotics to keep the wound from getting infected because nothing's happening here, and we need to go ahead and do the amputation. So I asked for one more month, and it was during that month of research that I found frequency therapy. And the way that that first came to me was through an ultrasound machine set at the frequency of bone. Mm-hmm. Now, as a nurse, I had never heard that the body had frequencies at all. They don't teach you that. It's not something that we use in the medical environment on a regular basis. But it sent me into the search of, okay, what do I do with that? So I was given an ultrasound machine that I put on my leg for about an hour, hour and a half every single day. And in about 2 weeks, feeding the frequency, this is what we call entrainment, that machine feeding a wave pattern of frequency into my body taught my body to vibrate at that frequency again. Uh-huh. And that frequency vibration started to create bone tissue.
That's awesome.
It took 2 years. Yeah, it took 2 years to get enough bone to stand on. But that process taught me, and it was during that 2 years, between 2000 and 2003, that I learned the majority of what I know now about frequency work, because I researched everything, because I was trying to figure out what was happening to my body. Why is it going bone now when it wouldn't? So what ended up happening was I came to understand that every portion of the body has a frequency, like a home frequency, if you will, a resonant frequency to the organs, to the bones, to the circulatory system. And when we can see on a print where it's out of alignment, that's the thing that the body's suffering with. We can bring those frequencies back in and entrain them with sound, just like we did with the ultrasound waves. We can entrain them with sound and bring those frequencies back up in the body to realign the body in such a way that it will heal anything that's going on. And I've seen things like cancer, diabetes, anxiety, depression, thyroid problems, muscle unfathoming. Anything that goes wrong with the body, you can address with the frequency.
That's really amazing. I know you've shared with me some stories, especially the person that had a cancer. I was just totally in awe on how what he's gone through. But would you like to please share that story with us?
I was in awe of that also. Being a nurse for 25 years, when that man came to me with stage 4 bladder cancer, and the medical institution had basically told him there was nothing more that they could do, he wouldn't take the chemo and radiation, which was really a good thing because that really tears your immune system to pieces, and then whatever your body had to fight with, it won't have. He had not taken those treatments, but he had done the other things and nothing had worked, and so he came to me for treatment. And this man literally healed stage 4 bladder cancer in less than 9 months. It was absolutely incredible and mind-blowing to me. I mean, I was really beside myself as a nurse because I know the extent of those disease processes. I was a hospice nurse for 10 years. I saw some of the worst of the debilitations that disease processes can take people into. So I understood what stage 4 bladder cancer meant, and he was an incredible miracle to me. You know, he's not really, because ultimately this is what anybody can do in their body, but it's miraculous to watch that kind of a healing happen that quickly, you know. And he was a pianist, so he got really clear about using the frequencies with his hands, bringing the frequencies through his keyboard, and that, I think, expedited the process for him. But I've seen other types of cancer healed with his shoes, so including leukocytic leukemia, and that man turned all of his markers around in less than 5 months. So, and he had that leukemia for over 4 years. So, I mean, it is incredible. It is incredible. When I think about it, it took me 2 years to grow bones in my leg. I've seen some pretty phenomenal things happen in this work that really speak to how quickly a body can heal itself when it's really getting what it needs.
Yeah. I'm just in complete awe how the whole thing works. But at the same time, people don't realize how sound resonates and vibrates, you know, how it affects you daily. I remember you were discussing with me as far as the megahertz, the 440, 441 and the 442 and 430. I think I'm saying that all wrong. It's the 424, the 432, right, and the 441. I remember you were discussing how those kind of sounds, just in our everyday life when we're listening to music and the radio stations and whatnot, how that puts us in a high peak level. Can you explain how that kind of resonant vibrational sound affect us and how we can change that?
Absolutely. And this is one of the things that I really bring hard and heavy in my level one class, because people really need to get the understanding that there are frequencies happening all the time, all around them, mm-hmm. and many of them we don't hear them, you know, but they are affecting us anyways. I mean, our hearing range is from like 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz, mm-hmm. and there's a lot frequencies below that and above that that we cannot hear that are having effects on our body. And basically, our bodies, when we take a Gauss meter, a scientific instrument, and we literally get the frequencies of our bodies are in what we call 424 tuning, which is an ancient, mm-hmm. ancient process of tuning. There are two ancient equations that break down to two types of tuning. One is 424, one is 432. Many people are familiar with 432.
Especially if you're a musician, it's Salvaggio, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the Salvaggio tunes, and that's an ancient, and a lot of things are like tuning forks and that sort of thing. They now tune those to those frequencies, which are so much closer to our natural frequencies than what we use. Most of the music that you buy over the counter these days is in 440 tuning. 440 was actually an arbitrary frequency that was chosen by the military in the 1800s to keep the troops alert and awake. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and so it was really almost like the war zone frequency, so that people would stay kind of like really wired. Uh-huh. And that's what it does to us. It kind of wires us. It makes us feel a little stretched or tense, and just kind of, you know, we can't quite relax in the 440 tuning. So even when we're listening to relaxing music, which in a lot of our advertisements these days, we're being sold that relaxing music is healing music. Mm-hmm. And it may or may not be. I mean, True. If you're an anxiolytic and you can't get through the day without taking an anxiety tablet, yes, then that kind of music will be helpful to you and will help bring you down to a point of being able to function, okay? But ultimately, it's only going to get you down to the 440 range, and your body's in 424, so you're never going to quite get to a clear, relaxed state. And the reason that that is really important is because your body cannot heal mm-hmm. unless it is relaxed. And True. Most people do not understand mm-hmm. the parasympathetic, sympathetic aspects of the physical body. Unless you're in nursing or you're a doctor, you'll get information about that. But basically what that is about is your body has two states of being. One is relaxed and one is fight or flight.
Right.
If you're in any one of those, the other one doesn't exist. So if mm-hmm. you're in a low-grade fight or flight, and quite frankly, our cultural memes have us kind of running at a low grade most of the time. We are in such
we're all there.
Doing, yeah, so overstimulated, yeah. so much exterior input that we are at a low grade fight or flight all the time. We never really quite totally relax. And I mean, just the sound of a garbage truck beeping, irritating you, mm-hmm. is a low grade fight or flight, you know? And so when you're in that little space of irritation, your immune system shuts down. Mm-hmm. All of the circulatory fluid flows through the exterior extremities in your body, so the main organs are not getting any support. You cannot produce regenerative cells when you're in low-grade fight or flight. all of the things that would make you really, really healthy and bring your body into a state of vibrant health shut down, because in low-grade fight or flight, your body's preparing you for a problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's you're either
automatically
need to run or you need to
protection
fight, you need to
zone.
Do something.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So ultimately, we need to understand that, one, we have to get our body into a relaxed state. The 424 tuning is very helpful with that. One of the responses that I usually get across the board from clients that I work with is that once they start listening to the frequencies that I give them, especially if they listen to them at night, mm-hmm. I will hear over and over and over again, oh my gosh, I'm sleeping so good right now, and mm-hmm. I haven't had that kind of sleep in years.
Yeah.
And so those frequencies relax people to a space of really being able to get the deep sleep that they've been without for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a powerful place to bring your body back into that 424 resonance.
And believe it or not, that's how I felt when I was listening to your CDs for the 21 days of, you know, for the healing process. It got to the point where when I would wake up in the morning, I didn't seem as agitated, and I felt like I went to sleep a little bit much easier than I normally do. It was very relaxing, and by day three, I was even seeing myself going into, you know, like into my own personal groove. Things didn't irritate me as much.
Lovely.
Even though people say I'm calm, but sometimes I can get irritated.
When hyper.
Hyper. Yes, that's the good word for it. I get very hyper.
Yeah. It just depends on what's pushing your buttons.
Yeah, exactly.
We all have that.
But for those... But for those who are out there, for example, there's a lot of massage therapists that are out there that don't even know that they're thinking they're putting a CD in there that's relaxing music, but maybe in that 441 zone, and we could be irritating the client and they can't relax. Is there a...
Right.
How do we change that, or how do we find those kind of information?
Yeah, and what you just brought up was a really important thing, because a lot of therapists use CDs in their practices as a calming tool when they're working on people, whether it be like massage therapy, even craniosacrals will do that sometimes, any kind of energy healers, crystal therapies, and like I've taught this to massage schools, because what they can do is actually take their client's voice print and determine what frequencies the client's low in, and they can put those frequencies on while they do the massage. But
that is
ultimately,
so cool.
As you say, if it's not in 424, if it's not in 424, they don't get into that deep, relaxed state. So in my level one class, I present just this software that you can get free online. It's called WavePad. And WavePad is a program that you can really pull your tracks into, all of your favorite tracks, or maybe the tracks that you're using as a therapist, and you can transpose them from 440 tuning down to 424 in that program. So I teach that to all of my students and even to my clients. A lot of times, like, I give my clients frequency tracks to listen to, as you were talking about, 21 to 30 days of frequency work. But if they're going to do any of their own personal frequency tracks at home, then I teach them how to do that too, because that way it doesn't matter where you bought your tracks. If you transpose them, they're going to be in resonance with the body, and then you're going to be able to get to that relaxed state.
That's awesome. I mean, that's really, really good, because some people, I mean, they can't. Yeah, they don't have access to these things, and it, just to know that they can still access this software online and then just get your course on, you know, to how to learn, that'd be great. Okay, so other questions that I have so many, but as far as can you do this with distant healing? Does the person have to be at your office to do this, or can somebody just call you on the phone from, let's say, California and do voice
presentation? As a matter of fact, a large percentage of my clients are even out of the country, and out of the state for sure. Yes, if we do long distance, what ends up happening is I have them call in, and I have a program that I actually hook a direct box up to. So their frequencies go straight into a direct box into the program. And that way we will maintain the clarity of all their frequencies. And so I would do the print. mm-hmm. through the direct box, and then I will either send the print to them via their email so that they can look at it while we're talking, or we can hook up online, and I can actually share the screen with them and show them the print while we're talking. I'm open to do that in whichever way works for the client. But ultimately, we can do the print and the full reading and then devise a plan of treatment together while mm-hmm. we're hooked up online or over the phone. And then I will mail them their tracts and what I call my client cards. My client cards are about 12 years of research of frequency information based on each of the notes in a full octave. Because your body is aligned with a full octave of notes, so are many other things in your world. So if a person isn't like really hip to music and they want to use other things, like sometimes I've had people who take my class who are nutritionalists, mm-hmm. or they are crystal healers. Mm-hmm. And what they'll do is they'll take the frequency information off the voice print, and then they'll devise a nutritional mm-hmm. Program around the frequency to help a person get healthy. Or they'll take certain crystals and use those in treatment. So one of the things that happens with that is just this so many things can be used to treat mm-hmm. that it doesn't really matter what your favorite things are. We can figure them out, what the frequencies are, and that's what's on my client cards. Like, for instance, if we're looking at the root chakra, where a lot of people may have problems with pain in their hips or their legs or their feet, or have some kind of a debilitation in that area of their body, or maybe issues with their excretion processes or mm-hmm. their sexual organs. When we go into that aspect, we're talking about the C frequency, which is the bone frequency and the grounding frequency of the physical body. Okay, mm-hmm. When we go there, there are things, food, nutrition, aromatherapies, flower essences, crystals, colors, shapes, tones, things that you can do for the physical body to reinstate that mm-hmm. frequency. And so that's what's on my client cards. It's for each frequency, there is a list of powerful things that can be used instead of sound if there are other things that really resonate with them. Mm-hmm. To me, the goal when we're doing the frequency process is that it needs to be easy for people. You know, they need to want to do it every day. If you're not going to commit to changing this up every single day, you're not going to get the results that you need. Right. You've got to work the process. And that's why the sound work is really easy. When people say to me, I don't have 20 minutes, you know, to do this process during the day, I say, okay, mm-hmm. listen, you just put your tracks on and fall asleep to them. They'll do the work.
Yeah, it works because it automatically goes into your subconscious mind. So, yeah.
Yes. Well, and what happens when you fall asleep, there's a space called midnight revelry. Okay, midnight revelry was discovered in sleep studies. But when you are dropping into theta brainwave, mm-hmm. you are going into what they term the midnight revelry state. Whatever you're listening to or thinking about in that moment will reiterate itself in your mind for 3 to 4 hours. So if you fall asleep to your tracks, you're going to get a lot of frequency work. So what ends up happening is people will start like that. They'll come home when they go to sleep at night. And by the end of 3 weeks, all of a sudden, they're finding 20 minutes to take care of themselves every day.
Which is great.
And so that when the frequencies start to shift, they change, literally mm-hmm. change their personal patterns. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting how that works. But, and, you know, for people who are not really familiar with the voice printing process, it's hard to explain that over the phone, but if they want to go to the website under the education and training, mm-hmm. On the very first link, education and training, there's a series of videos, free videos there that they can watch that will explain the voice printing process. And so there's lots of free information on my website if people want to be more educated in what we're mm-hmm. talking about and they're not getting all the info they want. They can go there and find out a lot of good information, including there's another set of videos on the original, the starting page of the website. There's a little blue button that says, mm-hmm. yes, show me. There's 8 videos there that will help them understand how the frequencies align with their actual body.
Right.
Related to the chakra centers and what can go wrong mm-hmm. In those areas and some things that they can do to adjust them. So there's a lot of really good information there if people are interested in going and getting more in-depth information. It's hard to get a lot of really good information in just an hour. So
true.
We'll give it everything we got.
Yeah, but what I found amazing is how all of this is combined with everything, especially with our root chakras. Because just the root chakra alone, if you ever study root chakras, yeah, you can use sound, you can use crystals, you can use all these different, or even certain foods for grounding, like potatoes and whatnot. You eat that for, it's part of the healing mechanism that you can use. Explain to me just a little bit more about how it can work with, let's say, other therapists that use different modalities. How can they use vibrational therapy together with it? Can they?
Sure. So some of the things that we do, let's say, for instance, like pain in the body, we'll locate the area where the pain is, and there are different ways that we can release pain. So people are working with people who have pain in their body. We can either use a really bold releasing process for releasing pain, or I have a wheel that has the frequencies in a circle all the way around it, so the full octave in a circle. And the calm, quiet way to release frequencies is to take the area where the pain is. So let's say it's the note of C, and if we go directly across the circle, we'll find the note F sharp. If we take the opposite note and we walk the person into a meditative state, and we have them sound that frequency with their own voice, literally, on every exhale, sounding that frequency. There's also ancient vowel sounds attached to each of those energy centers or chakra centers, and so they can use the vowel sounds too. But if you do that for about 15, 20 minutes, you actually can dissipate the pain. So there's lots of tools that we use that therapists, you know, would use. Most of the people who train in my class either have an avenue that they're following already, like the nutritionalist or the crystal therapist or massage therapist, or they're looking to do this work the same way I do it. We need a voice print, and then we're going to bring frequency tracks to address it, you know. And so when that is what the direction that they're taking, then they can also use, like, my client card information. If people are really, like, some people are just really nutritionally aware these days, like they never used to be. And food's a really important piece of keeping the body healthy. I mean, the ancient saying, let food be thy medicine, is powerful, you know? And, most people don't even understand that just the simple things like the pesticides and herbicides, if you're not eating organically, that are going into your body, are causing all kinds of neurological issues and metal toxicities in the brain that are affecting the process of thinking and the way that your body relates to itself, you know, through the spinal cord connections. So if you don't know that those things are going on, then you don't really understand why your body is going awry, you know. So the frequencies, we'll look at the frequencies and we'll actually see where the problems are, and when we start to adjust those, you'll literally get information from your body as to what it needs and what else you should do. And, you know, you have to be diligent to use the frequencies every single day, but there's really powerful movement that happens when you begin to align, you know, with the things that are necessary for your body's frequency patterns to come back into harmonic resonance.
That's amazing, because that's something that, believe it or not, I started thinking of my grandmother. She was very in tune with her body, and she would always whistle. And that was whenever that was her whole thing. And that's how, whenever I used to feel ill or sick, as she was healing me, she would whistle. And that whistle would just put me like in a deep sleep, especially when I wasn't feeling well.
That's a really interesting thing that you bring up, because that's one of the things that we actually hold in Las Casas, Tennessee. We hold a sounding group once a month. It's free. People can come, and we sound together. We teach tools, but we also do intentional sounding for ourselves and for others and for the world, even, you know? But one of the things, one of the reasons that we started that group was because of our awareness of how we have lost the essence of that in our cultures. You know, it used to be eons ago, you know, that every culture had a process of using sound for healing, for crops, for meditation, for their sacred ceremonies. I mean, the Native Americans did it, the Indians did it, the Far East used to do ancient chants, and we used to do that as a group. You know, and there's so much power and sounding together. It is amazing what occurs when groups come together and sound together. Not only do you feel different, but people have healings occur when we do like what we call the healing circle, which is an ancient technique where you put a person in the middle and then everyone sounds their name to them. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there's lots of techniques to use, but people don't realize that frequency work, especially during groups, or as you say, healing, sounding, whistling or humming or singing to yourself,
yeah,
is a really powerful tool to support and nourish your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things about the human voice that a lot of people do not understand, and this came out in all of my research too, first, the human voice is the most powerful tool on the planet to affect the physical body. Now, all instruments will affect it, but the human voice is the most powerful. And I do a couple of studies in my level one class to show that to people, because there are some magnificent things that were done in studies with the human voice in healing. But ultimately, your voice carries overtones. We do not hear the overtones with our naked ear, typically, but you can see them. There's a free program online that's called Overtone Analyzer. You can get that program and speak into it, and it will show you your natural overtones in your voice. So this program was devised to literally outpicture those overtones. And the reason that that is important is that the overtones in your body are in a specific genetic coding. That genetic coding is reflective of your DNA's healing process. So the very embedded coding in your DNA that heals your body in the cells is carried in the frequencies of your voice.
That's
so every human being has the most powerful tool on the planet to heal themselves. Okay? Now you can have a therapist do the sound work on you. It's powerful and it's really amazing the results that you get. But it's important that people begin to understand how powerful their own voice is, mm-hmm. and that they have the option to use that and to literally shift up and change what's happening in their bodies using the sound of their voice.
That's really amazing.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of work to understand how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But once you understand how to do that, you have every tool that you need to change anything that's going wrong in your body. I mean, I've used it to dissipate headaches. I used it. I had a cataract that was coming up on my right eye. I used it literally to dissolve the cataract. Now, the sounds that you have to make to dissolve cellular tissue are not pretty sounds. They can be very bold and abrasive and hard, but when you learn the technique, you learn how to, what you were speaking earlier about really being able to better feel what's happening in your body, this is one of the biggest aspects of this work, is that it's very, very important to me that my students begin to hone in on what they're feeling internally when they hear certain sounds. Because your body is always speaking to you. It's always speaking to you through the electromagnetic field. And the first step from the electromagnetic field into your consciousness is emotional response.
Mm-hmm.
So in our culture, we have learned to shove down our emotions and to not even listen to them. And some people are not even clear about how they feel anymore. Okay? And so when you don't really know how you feel, then you're not aware when your body's asking you for something. You don't even know that there's a problem going on here.
Yeah, because it's completely out of tune.
Yeah, you got it. You're out of resonance with your own physical body. So this is why we get physical issues, because those issues go on for so long in the electromagnetic field, affecting the cellular content, which starts, you know, like blocking up areas of the physical body. Then we start seeing a physical response that's actually a disease process or a dis-ease in the cells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so a lot of times you can have an issue going on for years before you have a physical symptom.
True.
I mean, cancer is that way.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a group of people called the Quest for the Cure, so they've done a lot of research and a lot of teaching online about cancer. And one of the things that they brought forward that shocked a lot of people is that in order for you to find a cancer nodule or a tumor in the body, that cancer had to have been in the body for 5 to 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's a long time.
I mean, if you can catch it, that's right.
Beforehand.
If you can catch it in the frequency, right, in the frequency process before it becomes cancer cells, you can rectify it a lot faster. Mm-hmm. And there is an actual specific print that I can see certain frequencies missing in the chart that speak to me about cancer. There's an actual cancer print. Yeah, so, you know, you can read so many things in the voice printing process. It's kind of mind-blowing, and a lot of times that's how people respond to it. Oh, my God, how did you know that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, no, I don't know that. Your print is telling me that.
Believe it or not, I kind of look at this as, you know, the way you defrag a computer? That's how I see voice printing as.
Mm-hmm.
You see that little bar going through as it's doing this little fillers of what's missing. I kind of see.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, yeah, the printing process itself, for a lot of people, the visual is really important. And I wanted to understand what was happening when my bones first started healing using the frequency therapy. And then I discovered the ultrasound machine made a certain sensation in my leg when I would put it on. And for months after the car accident, I could feel nothing in my leg. It had gone completely dead. It wouldn't respond. I couldn't get my toes to move, those kind of things. I had a lot of neurological damage and, you know, circulatory damage. But I got to where every time I put that machine on, I could feel something. It was almost like little bugs crawling inside my leg. It was a sensation. And so that was how I felt pretty sure it was working when I first started using it. And then I had a situation. A friend of mine had crystal bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the crystal bowls created the exact same sensation in my leg that the ultrasound machine did. And when that happened, I was just ecstatic. Because
yeah,
that's how I made the connection between the frequencies.
You remember the feeling.
Right. And understanding that sound was carrying frequencies. And when I asked her what was the frequency of the bowl, and she couldn't tell me, I said, no, it's got to have a frequency. It doesn't have a hertz or a note or anything. And she said, well, it's the C bowl. Well, a C is the bone frequency, and it's the earth frequency. So that sent me on this just wild research, because one of the pieces of information that I asked myself was like, wait a minute, if that's the bone frequency, what are all those other bowls
mm-hmm.
related to? You know, what frequency do they match up with? And that's when I started discovering F is the heart, the chest, the lungs,
mm-hmm.
E is the solar plexus, the gut, the digestion, the personal power center, and all of a sudden, I was finding all this information. You just have to search for the right things, you know? But I was finding all this information about how those notes relate to the physical body and how literally bringing the sound of those notes change
uh-huh.
the cellular tissue in the body.
Yeah.
Well, now, a lot of people can know this very simply through their emotional responses. If a person's feeling really kind of low or crappy or energetically tired,
mm-hmm.
and you put on their most favorite song on the planet.
Oh, it gets
you know, something
going.
They haven't heard in 6-7 years, and they love it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they'll get a jolt
uh-huh.
of feeling better. Yeah, and they may even want to get up and dance.
Yeah.
You know, but like that fast shift of emotional content and physical energy is one of the ways that it's very, very easy
mm-hmm.
to see how it's affecting you. You know,
yeah.
So a lot of people, they ask themselves, wait a minute, how can you possibly know that? There's nothing to prove that, you know? But
mm-hmm.
it's that simple. It's really that simple. In my classes, I'll play different kinds of tracks, and I'll have people sit and feel those tracks so that they can begin to understand how each of those different tracks are affecting their body and creating different emotional responses, physical sensations, ideas, thought processes. And once you begin to hone in on that, then all of a sudden, everything changes about understanding, you know, how it all works.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So people who may be interested in going into this kind of field, how do they study this? Where do they go? Can they can they meet with you? And how long does the certification take?
Okay, so we can do a level one class You could do it in an 8-hour full day, which usually turns into 10 hours. We're rarely here only 8 hours when I do an acting class, live class. That, or we do 2 4-hour days, where we'll also, those end up to be about 6-hour days. We typically have lunch together, so we can answer questions while we're eating together. We can kind of stay immersed in the work. But in 8 hours, I can give you all the solid information about voice printing, how it relates to the body. And typically, like, there's a lot of class material that you would take home, that where everything that I teach is written down, because it's a lot to take in at one time. And so oftentimes people will work with it slowly, like one chakra at a time, or one energy system at a time, or one disease process at a time. But we'll give all that information in the class, and then they'll have it all written out in their material so they can go home and, like, renew themselves with it over and over again until it's really, like, set in their information. But so we'll do a level one in one full day, or in 2 days. And then I have a level two, which is geared more toward practitioners. And in the level two, we go really quite deep into our own personal stuff, because transforming and healing your own personal stuff teaches you more than any client you could ever work with.
Right.
So in the level two, we go really, really deep into what is, like, the psychological aspects and how that affects the physical body. We'll tie the emotions and the physical together with the sound, and let people kind of delve deep into their stuff. But I do the classes both online and locally, and we travel. We love to travel, if it's especially in the United States. What happens when we travel? If we have to go out of the country, then I end up having to, like, rent a set of bowls wherever we're going, because I need the crystal bowls when we do the classes. And so we...
I'd be afraid to travel with those bowls, too.
I wouldn't fly them, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do pack them in the car, and we've traveled many miles with the bowls in the car. But, and that's typically what we do. You know, if it takes us 2-3 days to get where we're going, we just set our schedules, you know, to wherever we're going, and then we take what breaks we have to take, and we just load everything in the car, in the vehicle, and we go to the class site, you know. And so if you're interested in having us bring a class to your area, you know, just contact me. There's a contact page on almost every page of the website. Then just email me, and then I'll get back with them through the contact page if they're interested in having a class in their area, and we can discuss how we do that. We have a really kind of forward-thinking way of doing our classes. We will figure out what it is we need to make to travel there and do the class, and we'll set the fee, and we'll tell them how many people they would have to have in the class to meet that fee. If they actually have more people in the class than we need, then any excess money, we split in half and we give it back to them.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, we want to be a change on the planet, literally, for the way that our corporate environments work. And so that's the way that we're stepping out to make a change, is that if we make an excess of what we need when we're traveling, we get back to whoever sets that class up, to their either their program or their school or whoever it is who has set the class up. We split the extra with them because we want people to know. And it's important to us that people get this information, and we're not trying to make a killing. You know, we want to live well on it too, but we want to be a support for everyone to be able to get this material and change their lives.
Is there any type of prerequisites, or actually, is there any type of do they need to be a therapist, a practitioner, or do they have to be in any form of profession in order to take a classes? What are the requirements?
Absolutely not. This is so natural, and this is why, to me, this is the heartbreak of not many people knowing about it, is that this is such an easy tool to use that anyone can use. It doesn't matter what your walk of life is, what you believe in, whether you have, you know, certain religious conforms. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This work is literally about the electromagnetic field in you and on the planet. And there is scientific evidence, and that's what part of what we teach in the level one class. There's evidence to show how and why it works. And so there is a science background to all of this, despite the fact that it often takes us into deeper emotional and spiritual aspects of ourselves. There's a strong physical, biological, and scientific space that we address all of this in. So it doesn't matter what you believe, whether you are licensed in anything, or whether you're straight out of high school. Mm-hmm. You can learn this. You know,
awesome.
It's easy, and that's my goal. My goal is to teach anybody and everybody who wants to learn this, so that they can bring it to more people. You know, when this planet starts really resonating with their bodies again and taking that seriously, we're going to treat each other differently too. Yeah. You know, it's literally going to change the way we interact in our world, and I'm not ready for that, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready for it.
Yeah. So, you know, there's lots of people that,
with or without us.
Yeah. There's lots of people that are out there that they hear these kind of things, but then at the same time, you know how you get those that are like kind of, they feel like they're, it's, oh my God, is that like hokey pokey or what am I getting my into? Is there any type of, you know, when it comes to religion and their beliefs? I mean, is it something for, you have some people that normally get scared of these things. There's nothing, I mean, you know what I'm trying to ask.
There's nothing demonic or less than spiritual about it.
And especially that it's healing.
It doesn't really matter what your belief process is, because that's one of the reasons, you know, what I really believe our science and our religion is starting to integrate now. And it's important that it does. Mm-hmm. You know, we can all think spiritually. We can all go into the prayer or meditation state and kind of connect with a higher power.
Right.
But if we don't understand that that higher power is coming through a physical body and the physical body needs our attention, you know,
yeah,
we're still going to end up getting sick and dying an ugly death. You know?
Right.
So I think that we're beginning to integrate those aspects so that we get that we can be devoutly spiritual.
Yeah.
We can follow any religion that we want to,
mm-hmm.
but we still need to tune into our physical bodies. These are our chattels, you know?
Yeah.
We need to tune into them and take really good care of them. I think why that doesn't happen for people is they don't really feel the deep self-worth and self-love
mm-hmm.
that they need to, because culturally we were stripped of a lot of that as little children. It was not intentional, you know, but the simple things of telling a child no 50,000 times in the first year of their life makes them feel less than enough. Oh my gosh, I can't do anything right. When am I ever going to get it right? You know,
mm-hmm.
Mom keeps telling me no, 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 I'm a bad boy, I'm a bad girl. And even when the parents don't use that kind of language, the redirecting over and over and over again makes a child feel less than perfect.
Yeah.
And so the way that that translates in the child's subconscious is that they're not good enough, something's wrong with them, and they have to learn to be better. And mm-hmm. the process that most people also don't know much about is that the subconscious, that part of the brain, is wide open when a child is born. Both sides of the brain are working together,
mm-hmm.
and they are in what Dr. Bruce Lipton calls a hypnagogic state. In that state, they are downloading everything. They are learning everything at a very, very fast pace. And so all of this negative talk at that age, and the way that a child translates it, because the child just can't discern the way we discern. The child doesn't hear, that could hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
The child hears, I'm wrong. You know, and that gets embedded in the subconscious mind. Long about 5 or 6 years old, 5 to 7 typically, we go one side dominant in the brain.
Right.
When we go one side dominant, left or right, intellectual or artistic, that subconscious closes off. The door mm-hmm. closes. And all the information that we got as a little child becomes the tape recorder that we follow to make decisions when things come up in our world that we have to make decisions about. We have no conscious awareness that it's driving us that way mm-hmm. until we start to catch ourselves, until we know that it's happening, we start looking for it. And that's when we'll find these patterns of lack of self-worth, lack of self-love,
mm-hmm.
that are keeping us from doing the things that are really healthy and valuable to us. You know, it's like we're not taking ourselves seriously. we're taking everybody else seriously. We're doing it for everybody else because we're taught that. We're taught to sacrifice for others, mm-hmm. you know? And then we get ill because here's the thing. If you're giving away something to another, energetically, emotionally, physically, and you're not giving it to yourself first, where is it coming from? If you're not full, where mm-hmm. is it coming from?
True.
You know? People don't get that it's literally coming from their personal physical vitality. It is taking years off their life to give and give and give to others when they're not nourishing themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we have to come to understand that piece. And there's no shame or blame. You know, all of our parents did the best they could. Mm-hmm. I love every one of them. You know, they all did the best they could. But they were taught the things that were less than beautiful and loving about themselves, too. They didn't have anything else to give us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've got to shift and change that now, and we've got to bring that to our children so that we don't strip them of their power before they're 5 or 6, you know, so that we can lead them in tune with their body. We can lead them totally aware of what they're feeling, and to be safe in that, to not have judgment. You're angry? Mm-hmm. Good, be angry. How can we get that out in a safe way that we're not going to hurt somebody? Because anger is a normal emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when I was growing up, you don't show anger. That's not nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You keep that to yourself.
Right. And they always tell you to hold it in.
Yeah. And so I learned it wasn't okay to express when I was feeling anger. Well, guess mm-hmm. what happens to the physical body when you keep shoving down anger over and over and over again? It usually has an effect in your liver.
Yeah,
that's another
solar
thing
plexus like mine.
yeah. And that's exactly what happens. And see, we have done enough research now that we've been able to attach those emotions to different organs in the body. And we can see, you know, like for instance, when a woman gives herself to others over and over and over again, she martyrs herself to everyone, she ends up with heart problems.
Yeah.
Because she's loving everybody else and not loving herself. She's giving herself nothing.
It's true.
You know? And it happens with men or women, and oftentimes it does. You know? And so we have come to understand when we're out of alignment and we don't hear our own emotions anymore, mm-hmm. that those particular emotions, sadness, grief, anger, hostility, they affect certain things in the body. And now we understand where those illnesses are coming from.
Yeah. Question that I had, since we were talking about children, can we do sound therapy for kids? Have we ever done one for children, especially if they had ADD or autism? Can that actually help them? Have you seen anything?
Yeah, I've worked with a lot of different things. Children with those kinds of disabilities, the things that cause them to get overstressed or can't mm-hmm. Cope or deal in their environment,
especially autism.
Need releasing. Yeah, they need releasing techniques. But I've also worked with a number of children who, like one child who had a disability that he couldn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
He understood language very well, but he couldn't form and articulate. And when I first met him, he could say one or two words, and he would repeat that word over and over again. And I worked with him for probably 3 years,
mm-hmm.
And he is now speaking very lovely sentences. I mean,
wow.
Not the way that you and I speak, but 4 or 5 words he can articulate.
But that's an improvement for him. Yeah.
It's a huge improvement
yeah.
because he had such, as you're saying, you know, he had such anxiety and anger because he couldn't express what he was feeling to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would bottle up and bottle up and bottle up, and then he would just explode, and nobody knew what was wrong or how to help them.
Yeah.
You know, and they would literally have to restrain him because he would hurt himself. And so that piece has dissolved itself because he's now able to articulate and tell you, you know, when he's feeling something that's out of control. So I've worked with that. I've worked with other things where children have allergies. And many times when I work with kids, I will let them do their own treatment work when they're here. I'll set the bowls up that they need to balance their frequencies, and I will teach them how to play them, and I let them play them themselves, because kids are really, really good at connecting with this work
mm-hmm.
and utilizing it. So a lot of times, it's much easier, especially when they're around 7, 9, 12, it's much easier for them to do the frequency work and just let me guide them than it is to lay on a table and let somebody else do it to you. okay? And for kids that age, I find that they get a lot more work out of it. You know, that they really, they get more out of it when they do it themselves.
Great. Well, we're running out of time right now, so question that I have for you. For those that are out there, I know you mentioned WaveCat, I believe, and also your website. Can you give us all those informations over the air so people know where to find you?
Sure. Sure. I'd love to. Thank you. The website is vibrationallysound.com.
Okay.
VibrationallySound. SOUND.com. And my email is the same thing. It's vibrationallysound@gmail.com. If you go to the website, you don't need to remember my email. You can actually find the contact form there, and it'll shoot you right into my email if you leave a contact form on the website. I do take personal calls. I'm happy to leave my phone number. If you don't get me, please leave a message. My schedules are pretty full right now, but I get to my phone as quick as I can, and I answer those messages. The number
okay.
is 615-238-7255.
Sounds
and,
great. Well,
yeah,
cheers.
I think that's the main information.
Yeah, that'll be great. And the rest of the information, folks, I will definitely have it on MTR, metaphysicaltalkradio.com. So, and I'll also have all her page information and phone number and all the goodies. So, everyone, thank you so much. Shira, thank you so much for joining me. And I am so excited. You're my first one, and I'm always going to remember this.
So, oh, that's lovely. I'm
thank
excited
you.
About that, too.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
to have been your first person.
Thank you. So, everyone, thank you for joining us, and I hope you enjoy the show. Namaste.